Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're really glad you're with us here today on this January 14th, 2018, as we start this new year, and we're all, you know, thinking about different things in our lives, maybe things in our spiritual life, things in our business life, personal life, things we'd like to change, you know. And can that just be accomplished all by myself? Maybe I tried doing that last year and it didn't work out so well. And really to ask for God's assistance, to, you know, try a different way, try a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at God, looking at God as someone who loves me, not someone who is the boss over me or pointing out everything that I do is wrong, or really making God into, or Jesus into, this parental figure, about how my mom was or how my dad was, and that's what God looks like to me. So if your parents used to yell at you all the time, you know, you think God is yelling at you all the time. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to break away from that. And I know that can be very difficult, but it's not God's fault. That's my point. It's not God's fault because God is not that way. And who knows what your mother and your father may have gone through in their childhood and how they were raised. And so often it's so important for us just to reflect on things like that. You know, what was it like for them? Even brothers and sisters in our own families, neighbors, co-workers, priests, religious, rabbis, clerics, pastors, anyone, doctors, lawyers, teachers, people who did not live up to what I expected them to live up to be for me, my expectation. And even that is kind of a danger. But really, to look past the expectation, deeper into what happened to them. Why are they the way they are? And really turning, flipping things over and saying, instead of me saying, what can God do for me? Maybe what can I do for God? What can I do for the world? What can I do for a world that is hurting? And we're going to hear about that today in today's scriptures. So it is the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. Here we go in Ordinary Time. But guess what? In 5 weeks, it's going to be Ash Wednesday, February 14th on a Wednesday will be the beginning of Lent. Ash Wednesday will start. So it is a beautiful time in the church. It's a beautiful time in our lives to contemplate the deeper life, the spiritual life, to not watch, be addicted to the news, not be addicted to anything, of course, but not think that this world is totally falling apart. Do we have our problems? Absolutely we do. We've got some horrible problems that are going on in the world. But let's read the scriptures that are for this weekend, this second Sunday in Ordinary Time. These are the scriptures that are read throughout the world. And if you ever go to a Catholic Mass, these are the very scriptures that are read. And you're welcome to attend any Catholic Mass. The only thing is that if you're not Catholic yet, you cannot receive the Holy Eucharist. You cannot receive Holy Communion. Because when we say, and when we do receive Holy Communion, we're saying, I believe what the Church teaches. I believe, and I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I believe what the Church teaches. And that's very important. We become in communion. We are in a very intimate way, because this is this intimate thing of Jesus coming inside of me. See? And and the scriptures talk about that a little bit today too, you know, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And yes, Jesus is in us and Jesus is with us. So in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick. And also, if you're interested in joining the Catholic Church or questions about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org, And also, if you're interested in things about the church, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. There's multiple radio stations here in the Kalamazoo, Battle Creek area. Kalamazoo's 91.5 FM, 89.7 FM in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. That's a new station. And so we really only do just the Word of God, Liturgy of the Word in this radio program, but then there's Liturgy of the Eucharist, which is the second half of the Mass, which is Holy Communion. So first half of the Mass is about, you know, a half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour, and that's the Word, a little bit of preaching. So we'll try to do that for you today. So I hope you hang in there with us, and if you'd like to, you can get your Bibles out. And this is our first reading. It's from 1 Samuel 3, and it's 3 through 10, and then 19. So it's 1 Samuel 3, 3 through 10, and 19. Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. And again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." So he said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out before him, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beautiful reading there from 1 Samuel. Our psalm reading is Psalm 40. Psalm 40. "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I have waited for the Lord, and he has stooped towards me and heard my cry. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Sacrifice or offering you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then I said, 'Behold, I come.' Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. I announce your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." Our second reading is 1 Corinthians 6, 13 through 15, and then 17 through 20. That's 1 Corinthians 6, 13 through 15, and then 17 through 20. "Brothers and sisters, the body is not for immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? But whoever is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Avoid immorality. every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the immoral person sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is the Gospel of John. John 1, 35 through 42. That's John 1, 35 through 42. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. John was standing with his two disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him, and he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and they saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful scripture readings for us today to start out this new year. And of course, last week was Epiphany, and we talked about epiphanies happening in our lives. Well, epiphanies happen every day. And in the spiritual life, when you are connected with the church, when you are connected with Jesus, when you are connected with God, the spiritual life is every day. The epiphanies happen every day. Some big, some small, some happy, some sad. But they happen every day, my brothers and sisters. So if you're interested in this spiritual life, start going to church. Start reading scripture. And most of all, start to pray. Like Samuel here, God coming to him and calling out his name. You know, our names are very important. It's a very important thing as we think about that, contemplate upon our own name and why we are named, why our name is our name, what does it mean? We ask our mothers and fathers, why did I get this name? Maybe you have a middle name, maybe you have a confirmation name. Typically your confirmation name, you choose that when you're a teenager, you become confirmed into the church. And you take on that name of that saint. But your name is very, very important. And to look into that, look into the history of your name, what it means. Some of the great people who have lived before us, you know, these great names like Samuel, you know, and Eli. Just beautiful Old Testament names, beautiful names to name our children. But this is this great prayer, this David's prayer of the king. And it's just so beautiful. And I want to read this from this Old Testament reading. It's from the Catechism 2578. But we think about your name, why that name was given to you. And are you a person of prayer? You know, do you, you know, and You know, for me, I know that it makes a difference getting on my knees and praying. It makes a gigantic difference. And so 2578, and this, of course, is all about Christian prayer, this part of the catechism. And David and the prayer of the king. So here is what we're talking about here. The prayer of the people of God flourishes in the shadow of God's dwelling place. First, the Ark of the Covenant, and later the temple. At first, the leaders of the people, the shepherds and the prophets, teach them to pray. The infant Samuel must have learned from his mother Hannah how to stand before the Lord, and from the priest Eli, how to listen to his word. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Later, he will know the cost and the consequence of intercession. Moreover, as for me, far be it from you to me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. And I will instruct you in the good and the right way. So, just beautiful ideas and thoughts about prayer and how this can happen for you and I today. So ask ourselves, do I pray? Do I pray for other people? Do I intercede for other people? And most of all, do I listen? You know, or am I talking all the time? You know, I heard that from a sermon by Father Joseph out at St. Mary's in Pawpaw. And it just struck me, you know. It was a day that I was not serving at Mass, and so I was sitting in the pews listening. It was the Feast of Our Lady, Mary, Mother of God, January 1st. And it just hit me so powerfully to listen to God, to listen, to have these times of silence. You see that? And there, that moment when I can hear God. I hear God talking to me. Sometimes I don't want to hear what God has to say. He says, say you're sorry to that person. Help that person over there. Talk to your mom. Talk to your dad. Maybe they've been gone a long time. I know my parents have been gone a long time. But I still pray, ask them for help, ask for their intercession. I feel most certainly that they're in heaven. But those moments, see, those moments of silence. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. Don't turn it off yet. After the radio show, maybe, or maybe in a few hours. To be in that silence, to listen to God, to be in that prayer. So beautiful and so good for you, so healthy for you. So if getting healthy, being healthier is part of your New Year's resolution, you know, part of your new reason to live this life, include God in that. Include God in those prayers. Include God in that silent time, that quiet time. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and this is the Epiphany radio program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And you can visit the Diocese of Kalamazoo's website at diokzoo.org. And also to remember, too, coming up this next weekend, this next Monday, 8 days from now, will be a big day for prayer and basically for the legal protection of unborn children. That and always to mention this too, you know, whenever you talk to someone about losing a child or they make that choice not to keep their child, that you talk about love, you talk about recovery from such an event as abortion. is a terrible scourge upon this world, abortion, that we have not found a better way to help these young women, to help women in general. It is a great scourge, a great disappointment, a great dishonor, I find, for me as a man, that we have done this to the women of this world, that we have, from our own hardness of heart, that we have done this to the beautiful women of this world. We have legalized this taking of innocent life. And so it'll be a great day for prayer, January 22nd, as it is every day. But we'll talk a little bit more about that next Sunday too. But we're going to be positive about it. We're going to be healing about it. We're not going to be condemning about it. We're not going to be hateful about it. And there's no politician who can tell me how I'm supposed to live my life. God will tell me how I'm supposed to live my life, how I'm supposed to love. You know, the governor is not going to tell me how to love. The president is not going to tell me how to love. My senator or congressman is not going to tell me how to love. Okay? Especially how to love my wife, my children. God is going to tell me how to love. See? Government's done a terrible job of showing us how to love. You know, I saw a terrible video of a, you know, this woman who is thrown out of this hospital in Baltimore. It's terrible. See how we treat each other. This is terrible. You know, and a lot of it's based in greed. A lot of it's just that we don't have the money anymore. We don't have money to help people who have mental illness. So we just say, oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. We're very sick, my brothers and sisters. Our culture is very sick. Our world is very sick. Very, very sick. So let us continue on with our scripture readings. And this 1 Corinthians, beautiful reading. But God asks us to treat our bodies with respect as well as treating other persons' bodies with respect. Here we go, right? Life. How do I treat my own body? And even it talks about prostitution, that prostitution does great injury to the person who engages in it, both persons who engage in it. But the person who is paying money to get what they want, to take from this other person, they're treating that person as an object. See, reducing them to a product. It's very sick to get what I want. I give you this, I take that. That is not the way, my brothers and sisters. It's wrong. And if you are a baptized Christian, you're defiling God Himself. Okay? And in a certain kind of way, even if you're not baptized, you're defiling God. Because you are made in God's image and likeness. Yes, in the will and the intellect. That's what we're made in. The will and the intellect of God. We're made in that image. The will and the intellect. And even that, my brothers and sisters, we are defiling. We are defiling that. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I am, you know, clean as the driven snow. I have a mind that thinks bad thoughts. I am a sinful man. Okay? I ask for God's forgiveness. But we have the ability to ask for God's help with these weaknesses that we have, especially for us men, for our weaknesses, especially in the area of sexual weaknesses. You know, there's terrible tragedies that are happening over in Pakistan. And we've had it in this country too. We've had it in our very own church. Horrible abuse against children. But it is rampant over in the Middle East to the point it is so, so unbelievably horrible. The degradation of women, the degradation of children, the prostitution of children, the trafficking of children throughout the world. And if you think, if you participate in any way, shape, or form, if you think you are not going to escape the gates of hell, you are wrong. Because that is where you are heading. God decides. God will make the decision. Absolutely. But you cannot cause such harm and degradation upon yourself and upon this world and upon others without thinking that there is not going to be a horrible price to pay. You think of these people who are involved in the pornography industry, these poor women and girls who are killing themselves. You know, one girl who says she spent Christmas all alone. All alone. See? It is a sickness that we have to address as men and women, but mostly men. Have the courage to address it. Have the courage to get on your knees and beg for God's forgiveness and beg that it be removed from you. And if this exists in your religion, you know, especially the degradation of women, leave the religion. Don't have any part of it. This is horrible, horrible thing to think about and how this happens. So Christ asks us in the gospel to recognize Jesus, to see Jesus as the Lamb. Jesus is Israel's symbol of redemption of the first Passover. Jesus is the Paschal Lamb. Jesus serves as this ransom for many. Jesus dies for us, for our sinfulness. And when we continue to commit these sins over and over again, big sins and little sins, we continue to defile God. We continue to defile ourselves. So you think about that, whatever religion you're in, you're defiling God Himself. Be careful of the things you watch. Be careful of the things you watch on the internet. All of these things. So my brothers and sisters, I know this is a very powerful program to listen to this, especially for us men, to come to grips with these things, to be honest with ourselves. But this is what the world needs. It needs strong men and women to stand up and say, I am not going to do that anymore. And when those thoughts come into my mind, I am going to ask God for help. When I see these images or I see this or that, I am going to turn away. I am going to work at it. I am going to try. I will have this struggle that's in my mind, the struggle that's in my heart, the struggle that's in my city, my household, and the struggle that's in this world. And Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. So my brothers and sisters, if you have not been baptized, get baptized. If you haven't gone to church in a long time, go to church. It doesn't matter whether it's a Catholic church or not. Start somewhere. I'd like you all to come to the Catholic church, sure. But start going somewhere. Start that prayer life. Start the change that's needed in your life, that's needed for this world. That's needed for this world, but it takes courage. It takes courage. And my brothers and sisters, I'll tell you firsthand, I pray for my courage. I pray for my courage. I get on my knees. I ask God to help keep me sober and sane another day. I ask to do His will. God, teach me and guide me. Help me not to fall. And so my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, please be in prayer. Pray for yourselves, for your families. Pray for this world. Pray for all the defenseless in this world, especially the women in this world. And may Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you.